Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It is a Monday morning, March the 7th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears back with you after a, what has it been, four-day absence. I want to thank Glenn Coble for filling in on Thursday, Adam Lepp for filling in on Friday, and all the repeats that aired after that. But back this morning, as I said last week, I was starting a treatment plan on Thursday, which I did, and I will be here some mornings, and some mornings I will not. If I'm feeling up to it, I'll come in and try to be on. This morning, I was feeling up to it. I was up and decided to come on. I am broadcasting from home because I'm not supposed to be around groups of people, although we've never really had groups of people around the station. It's a little safer right now to broadcast from home, a little easier. But I'm up and running. The voice still works, I think. So that's a good thing. And here we are. So thank everybody who was filling in. Now, we will have calls this morning, but we'll have an alternate phone number to call in. But remember, try not to overload the phone lines. If somebody's on the phone line, just kind of hang back because you will crash the phone lines. Then we won't have any phone lines, which happens when we play trivia. So we're going to have to do that kind of judiciously. Joining me this morning in the home studio is Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
This is the good mic, right?
Yes.
This is the mic. This is the setup we use during the storm.
Yeah.
The snowstorm.
Right. You should be able to hear me okay.
So are we sounding okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's what you want to hear. Now, the alternate phone line, write this down because we may use this from time to time. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And give us a call this morning because we do want to hear from you. Heaven knows I'm still a little tired. Certainly I was more tired Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But other than that, that's really the only big side effect that I've really noticed all weekend is being more tired. I don't really know, honestly, what I didn't know what was supposed to happen. So it was all a mystery to me. So right now we're going to stick with tired.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you've just been tired and nothing else.
Yeah, it's the other things you don't really want to have.
No.
Last week was a busy week to begin with. It started out with a little bit of minor surgery, outpatient surgery, which that's never any fun. And then it was a trip to Columbus, and then it was trying to tie some loose ends up here in Marion, and then it was on to the treatment, which took, how long was I there?
All day.
8:30 till 5:30.
Yeah, that was a long day for you.
So it was a long day. So no wonder I'm tired.
Well, I'm normally at work at this time, but I have started a new job.
Congratulations.
Yes. So today is my first day on my new job, but I'm waiting for an email so I can start the day. So
you'll join me entertaining Marion.
So I'm just waiting for my email. So
now I do if you hear like clinking, it's because I obviously did not go to McDonald's right now. Or have not been to McDonald's yet this morning. And honestly, I'm really not fully back on the dark sodas yet. Although, I did have a dark soda, a Diet Coke, basically, is what I'm saying. Dark soda sounds kind of ominous.
Dark.
Yeah, dark. I had one on Saturday afternoon and nothing bad happened, but they just kind of, I don't know what you would say. I guess because I haven't had them as regularly as I was having them, like Gatorade and water, and 7-Up just tastes more natural right now.
Well, that's good. It's probably better for you anyway.
And tea is what I'm drinking this morning. Green that's where tea. I started with this. Green tea. And so if you hear a clink like that, it's because I got the spoon in the cup. But I figured this might warm up the voice since I haven't been on in a few days. I don't know what I sound like.
You sound normal.
Oh, well, that's good. You want to sound normal.
You don't sound like you've been through anything.
Well, I've been through it, let me tell you. 740-751-4038. Please give us a call. How did things go last week with Glenn and Adam? As far as I know, they went okay. I didn't hear anything to the contrary. 740-751-4038. I know Pastor Whitaker moved into his new time slot on Friday of 9:15. I think that all came off okay. I'm glad to hear that. But if you got anything to say, give me a buzz. We're back here. We're back up live on this Monday morning, March the 7th, 2022, 18 minutes past the hour. And remember, we're not in the studio. 740-751-4038 is the number. Now, also remember, if there are mornings that I don't feel like coming in or just oversleep, we do have a best of section set up, which will be shows from the past that you probably haven't heard for quite some time, which hopefully are interesting and hopefully are entertaining.
So are they your shows, older shows?
Yeah, they're my shows, but they're shows from the past 8 years. Nothing that's aired in recent times.
No Madge?
Well, you know, I really don't know, to be honest with you, because I did not pick them. So it could be.
Is it random computer?
No, I think Adam picked the shows out.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what he decided was the best of. I would hope there's some Donahue in there, some Sam Donaldson, maybe some Warren Harding that we did last year with Kazoo Man. I know people like that episode. Ted Williams, maybe appearances, things like that.
Okay. Specials.
Yeah, and other things that have been on over the years, you know, just all the guests we've had on, New Downs, a lot of fun people.
Yeah, you've had a lot of people on.
Now, the rain has been interesting. The last 2 days, the temperatures have been fine, but the rain has come down in buckets every night.
Yes. Everything is really wet.
But it's always cleared up by the morning, which is kind of strange. Oh, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Angela and Scott.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. Sounding good. You got this satellite studio thing down quite pat.
Well, you know, only in the, I guess, in the predicament that I happen to be in right now, but it works, I guess.
No, it's sounding really, I think it probably sounds a little better. And she sounds very clear.
Am I sounding a little rough?
No, just her voice. She has a smaller voice, so it just with the type of microphone, the acoustics. So, and they both sound fine. And the phone calls too. Definitely impressed with the quality. You just have to be resourceful and creative in radio, and if you do that, you never quite know what might be up your sleeve.
So what is in the best of folder? I never did ask you that.
Well, you know, if Adam did it, you would think who are Adam's favorite people. You know, we have Dr. Ruth, Phil Donahue, of course, the elusive Geraldo, also known as Mr. Mustache, Sam, of course, since he just refers to himself as Sam. We put some political interviews, because there were some really good ones before the previous election. The Harding stuff is there. Of course, Bill Cosby.
Oh.
My friends don't believe me that you actually interviewed Bill Cosby, so you know, listen and find out and see who's bluffing, who's telling the truth. So, and they'll be rotated. But I think there's a pretty good selection.
Well, that's good.
I'll take a look at them and invite people to request their favorite shows. I think that's a good idea. You can't request your favorite song, but you can request your favorite shows, and there's certainly been some good ones. And you know, we present a variety of opinions. You don't have to agree with the panelists. That makes
Well, I think that's right, and those sound like good shows and things people would want to listen to again, and it's been a while since people have heard those. They've been out of the rotation for quite a while, so that's good.
Yeah, I think a good variety, and, you know, if people can have any suggestions, complaints, requests, you know, just email me on the famous private email server where I do read all messages, unlike some political candidates or first ladies. So, you know, I don't have a life like they do, so I do read all messages on the famous private email server.
So how did things go on Friday?
Well, Friday was fun. You know, Pastor Steve's show is always good. He brought his friend in, and everything segged well. You know who I am. I always talk to the top of the hour right before the talking starts, and that sounded very tight. And yeah, the show was good. Pastor Craig called. He's a very, very faithful listener of Ben Craig.
Well, I hope he's out there this morning listening.
Of course, Lee called. He's a very, very faithful listener.
And what did he have to say?
Definitely had people that enjoyed the program, and that's always good to hear.
And what did they have to say, Pastor Craig and Lee, on Friday?
Oh, it was actually, you know, the newsman, like the weatherman, I think they're the same person. They both kind of sound like me, so I'm not sure, you know, they went to broadcasting school or what they did, but the newsman had a story about these vultures where you're allowed to, I guess, send five of them to their, as you say, their final reward. And kind of interestingly, in a good way, that was a popular story. And we kind of talked about that. And about the vultures being invasive. I think Lee and I talked about invasive animals as we urbanize and we kind of invade their habitat. You know, we know about deer. You know, deer are cute, but they sometimes are in the middle of the road when you're trying to go somewhere. And, you know, if you're a carnivore or omnivore, as I am, they do taste good, and they're rather healthy and easy to prepare if you have some talent in the kitchen. But now we have the vultures, and they're not really able to be removed from their invasive end of their habitat for delicacies. Just because they kill livestock and do things that we don't like. So that story was rather popular. So glad the newsman could provide a story that is important, but also invited people involved and encouraged people to have dialogue. So that was one of the topics.
Well, we do like our agriculture in Marion.
And you know, James Anderson is just fascinating. There's not a question he can't answer. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll find it very quickly. So he had talked about that on Facebook, and I asked a question, and he indicated they destroy livestock. I mean, they are vultures. They're not cute like deer. And, you know, we have birds that might wake you up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but they're so beautiful, you don't really mind. Plus, when you hear birds, it's kind of an indication that the weather will be good. So we don't mind if we hear a robin or a cardinal at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. We see a hummingbird because they are beautiful.
You know, a rock and you know, you bring something up interesting because I know you're very interested in the music. And I'm not going to ask this as a trivia question because I think you know this. But do you know one of the most popular songs of all time that has no copyright?
Happy Birthday to You is copyrighted. That's kind of the inverse.
No, I'm talking like a popular song that people would play with verses and...
Well, how about 100 bottles of beer on the wall? You can sing that in school. Rock and Robin?
Rock and Robin.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson sang that.
It has no copyright.
Yeah, I didn't know. And you probably knew Happy Birthday to You was copyrighted. I don't think they really enforce it, but that's kind of my interest. I wish somebody would really copyright that Mariah Carey song. That way no one would ever play it because the royalties would be so high.
No, I think she's got the copyright on that, and I think she collects all the royalties.
Yeah, I just wish they would, you know, increase the royalties, make them, you know, tenfold them so nobody would ever want to play it.
People want to hear that song.
Yeah, it's always, I have to go to the bathroom in my house, so, you know, it's not really a bad song, Scott, it's so overplayed. I think, I mean, there are some classic rock songs that I could just hear and never get tired of, you know, Baker Street, that's one where some people don't like that song, but I think it's just an incredible work of art.
Hey, even
Stairway to Heaven, I wouldn't mind hearing that 100 times, but goodness sakes. Even though I really like Mariah Carey, that Christmas song.
Hey, Adam, we're going to do something here on the spur of the moment, if you could. I'm gonna part ways with you here for a second, but what I want you to do is check me out on this. See if Rockin' Robin is in the public domain. I believe that's right. And call back and play Rockin' Robin through your phone. And this will be like real radio revolutionaryism this morning.
I could put it on the computer. Can I do that? You want me to play it through the phone?
Play it through the phone because it's going to be hard for me to time that right.
Okay, you want me to hang up then and check on that?
Yeah, double check. Make sure it's in the public domain. Make sure I'm right about this.
I can do it while we're on the phone. Yeah, Rockin' Robin is in the... I can do it right now. I got four screens in front of me. Rockin' Robin is in the public domain as the owners never renewed the...
There we go. Let's hear Rockin' Robin here this morning on WWGH Radio all the way through.
You want the Michael Jackson version or which one?
Well, give us the original because that's probably the one that's not copyrighted.
Okay. Hold on, let me find it. I'm going to go on my phone and play it. Bobby Day, I believe, is... I wonder if Bobby Day is related to Bobby Ray. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I like Bobby Ray.
Yeah, are you ready? This song is 65 years old. Here you go. Hold on, here you go.
Rockin' Robin, folks. Maybe. Bobby Day. Well, it was a good idea at the time. Well, I think we're having a little technical difficulties here. Adam, are you there?
Yeah, I was playing it. You don't hear it?
No, I don't hear it. Work on that for a second.
I'm going to play it from my computer. I just do it.
Just play it through your computer. Blare it.
Yeah. Talking about the Rockin' Robin tweeting.
Tweety, yeah.
Does that mean he uses Twitter? Maybe the Rockin' Robin is Donald Trump.
He was the original tweeter.
Yeah, maybe that's...
Bobby Day.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up here. Okay, stand by. Right, stand by.
You know, Adam, I'm going to try something here. I'm going to try to play this through my computer without breaking down the whole thing. And you let me know how this sounds, okay?
Yeah, should I go ahead and... I just stopped it, so yeah, go ahead. I'll tell you.
Yeah, just... Well, call me back, because I want to make sure nobody else is trying to get in.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, Rock, did you know about Rockin' Robin?
Nope. Sure didn't.
Now, the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's the alternate number. 740-751-4038. How we sounding this morning? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Rockin' Robin is a very popular song.
Yeah, it was never copyrighted for whatever reason. Here, 1957, of course, we'll get an ad. Wouldn't you know it? 740-751-4038. If you'd like to say hello this morning, 31 minutes past the hour, 42 degrees here in Marion right now. Maybe everybody's wet.
Oh, I don't know, but I just got my email.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
They're all washed out from last night. All right, here we go. Oh, wait, let's take the call. Then we'll come back with Rockin' Robin. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm still working in the medical field. I don't know if I can say or not, like, on the air. I don't know.
Top secret.
I'll tell you off the air at some point, okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, I did leave my job. It was very hard to do. I had a hard time.
You've been there for a long time.
12 and a half years, yeah.
Yeah.
So... But it was time to move on. Sometimes you just have to move on. I will miss all my people, so.
Better job, more money maybe, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Now I'll get some real good meals.
I don't know about that.
Hey, how we sounding this morning?
Real good.
Well, good. Thank goodness. I was happy to make it back this morning.
I called and talked to Adam Friday, and I could hear him real good on the phone. I don't know what he did different, but he was sounding real good on the phone.
Did you go out over the weekend and kill any vultures?
No, I didn't.
Well, you can kill five, right?
Five, I guess.
It's nice they put a little ceiling on that.
I wonder how those taste if you would eat them.
I don't know if a vulture's an eating bird, is it?
Well, you can eat anything, but...
I don't know. I don't know about eating a vulture.
People eat all this weird game and stuff. I mean, could be good.
You know, I just... They say everything tastes like chicken, and I just don't buy that.
Yeah, every time somebody describes something that tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I've never found that to be true. There are some things that don't taste like chicken, but I will tell you, trying to eat light the last few days after the little episode I had last week, you know what I've really gotten into is omelets. For some reason, omelets taste good to me. They are... And that's not something I ever really ate a whole lot of, but boy, I've had two omelets in the last 5 days.
Yeah, I love omelets.
Ham and cheese omelets.
I used to make them quite a bit, but I haven't been doing it.
Well, they are very good. I've had two ham and cheese omelets from Bob Evans, and they are very affordable and very good, and you get, what did I get with them? Fries and I think a roll or a piece of bread, but... Boy, that's been a really good meal, and it's good protein-wise, and it doesn't, you know, cause any problems, which is good.
Denny's has got pretty good omelets, too.
Yeah, I think so. I went to Arby's on, through the drive-thru on, Angie went, on Saturday, and, you know, that was good. Roast beef was good.
Good for change.
Well, it's nice to have...
sandwich. It's expensive, but you really give up beef on it. It's good.
Well, it's nice, you know, that the diet has had to be altered a little bit, but nothing horrible. So that's nice that I can still eat pretty much what I want to eat.
For how long?
Well, as far as I know, I don't think there's any... As long as I can do it, I think it's okay.
Yeah, as long as you don't get sick, huh?
Yeah, and I haven't. So, you know, it's, what is today, day five since the treatment? So, I haven't had that issue yet.
What's happened to Mike in local sports?
You know, Mike is kind of busy with that 600-pound life show. So, he's been kind of dealing with that. And I believe he also had a job change, which we wish him all the best on. A matter of fact, I think this morning he's starting his new job. So, I think that was part of the issue there. Plus, there wasn't a whole lot of local sports going on back in December when that was all going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's what happened. Hopefully it'll make a comeback at some point.
Well, if it ever does make a comeback, it'd be nice to have Ohio professional teams on, too.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably the case. Now, what do you think? I know it's a little ways off here, but what do you think we're going to see from Ohio State this year after the disappointing year that most people feel they had last year, losing to Michigan?
I don't know. If they could just get everything figured out and be more consistent.
Well, I think a lot of people are blaming the coach, which I'm not sure it's his problem. But I don't know. They took an awful lot of heat as the season was ending last year, so I'm not sure how this is all going to start off this year.
He's got some new defensive coaches in there, so hopefully we see a change.
Well, we can only hope for the best, but I don't know how long he's going to survive if he can't beat Michigan, even though I don't think that's his fault. But if he can't beat Michigan and he can't get some seasons in there with some... Well, here's a question. How many games do you think they can lose before people are going to complain?
One.
Yeah, I think they can lose one. I think you're probably right. And the one you want to lose is not Michigan.
Right, that's not the one.
Right. So I think that's the way it goes. Well, hey, I'm glad you're out there, and thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
All right, again, the alternate telephone line this morning, 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. 37 minutes past the hour here. Rain off and on today is the forecast I'm getting. Current temperature 42 degrees. Remember, alternate number 740-751-4038. Give me a call if there's anything on your mind. Broadcasting from the home location. You know, I can't imagine there were a lot of people out doing a whole lot of things this morning with the weather the way it is. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You sound good. And it's good to hear that everything's going good.
Yeah, you know, I was really surprised. Last week was a busier than normal week because of the little outpatient procedure, which I won't have to have that done again, and the trip to Columbus and all that. But, you know, honestly, aside from just being more tired than normal, I can honestly say, thank goodness, you know, knock on wood, that that's really all it has been. But I have made some adjustments in the diet.
Well, that, you know, that seems like something simple that you can do under the circumstances. But I just want, even though I've got my five vultures over the weekend, I'm just enjoying them, Scotty.
No, no, I don't think it's good to eat those. I don't even know what you would serve with them. What goes good with a vulture? Yeah, I think that's probably where you would. I don't think a vulture would taste like chicken. I saw the vultures. It was interesting because Saturday morning, I was out Thursday because I had went to the treatment, and Friday I don't know that I left the house at all because it was kind of a dreary day. And Saturday it was really nice and sunny, so I thought, well, I can't be around groups right now, but I'm going to walk out front and I'm going to go get the mail. And as soon as I opened up the door, these two vultures flew over the house, and I thought, this cannot be a good sign.
Funny.
I thought, uh-oh. They're circling already. They know something I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, I did, you know, just in case anybody was even thinking about it, don't be doing that.
No, it was interesting because when I went to bed last night, I thought, well, you know, I wonder if I'll get up and do a show this morning, but I woke up about, you know, 6:30 this morning, and I felt good. Hopefully the voice sounds good, and I thought, well, why not? Give it a shot.
Yeah, and it's good to hear Edgy, too, so I get two for the price of one.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, and no vultures.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. 40 minutes past the hour here. Rain on and off. Today, 42 degrees. Apparently a flood advisory in effect for some of the area. You know, on my home computer here, I have all this very intricate weather information. It's kind of interesting. I can look at all the stocks and bonds and current weather and weather forecasts, all kinds of stuff. Medal count in the Winter Olympics, which that's over. I think, 740-751-4038. Remember, if you're calling into the studio, nobody's there this morning. I'm broadcasting from the home studio, 740-751-4038. And we'd love to hear you on any myriad of topics. You know, when you don't go out over the weekend, there's really not much to talk about when you come back in here on Monday morning. But I did watch a lot of television, and I will tell you, there's not a whole lot on. For everything that is on, there's not a whole lot going on. They repeat the same stuff over and over and over. So I end up watching YouTube and getting on the computer, to be honest, because, you know, I just don't know what's wrong with television. I don't know why they have to repeat the same thing every 15 minutes. It's very interesting. All right, 740-751-4038. Okay, we are going to play Rockin' Robin here. Now, this is the Bobby Day original from 1957. Now, what is strange? This was a big popular song in 1957, but it, for some reason, was never copyrighted. So we can play it on this station. So here is Rockin' Robin. Well, now, we just got a report that nothing could be heard there. Now, did anybody hear anything? That would be bad if nobody heard anything. Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Now, I don't know what the reason for that would be. But you don't, you never know. It is live radio, you know. 44 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, it could be Adam's ears. Okay, here we go. Calling to tell me that nothing was heard. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, dead air there for about 30 seconds.
Really? That was you couldn't hear Rockin' Robin at all?
Nothing.
Boy, I wonder what that was all about.
I don't know, but it was it.
Technology, I guess.
There you go.
Hey, thanks. Well, thanks for calling. You know, that's strange because I was playing it through the computer, so it should have been going over the air because it's coming through the speakers, but technology is not perfect. Maybe I'll be able to work something out during the break. All right, remember, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. All right, here comes another call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
It sounded like grinding.
Grinding?
Yeah, there was a noise. You know, like a not a crackling noise, but there was a noise.
Now, stay on the phone there. Now, tell me if you can hear this through the phone.
Yeah.
So you can hear that through the phone.
Uh-huh. I heard noise, but it was just like music. Is that what you're playing?
Yeah, music, but you couldn't hear it over the microphone.
It was like you were off, but there was a noise there. It wasn't like static, but there was something like that, a noise.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know what would have been caused. Well, anyway, what's up with you? How have things been?
You don't want to ask me that, Scott.
Oh, you had a rough weekend?
Yeah, I have car troubles. I've got to go take my car third time this year. I need to find a real good mechanic.
Oh, no. Well, what's wrong with it this time?
Well, it was worked on. It was in an accident. When it came back from being worked on, it's had trouble. So, I never had trouble with it before, so. It's just things like, things can't leave me alone.
Good mechanics are hard to find. Right now, I'm still looking for somebody to do my my brake, and I think I found a good one, but that remains to be seen. I haven't sent the car over yet, and I can't be around groups of people yet, so I haven't had a chance to kind of negotiate how I'm going to get it over there, but hopefully I'll be able to do that soon.
Yeah,
Now, Logan Tire, they do brakes, because I had gotten tires, I think, there for 30 years, you know. That's where I get my tires mostly. I've even got a set of new ones for the Toyota this year and stuff. But I see, I know there's a place there at the corner of Fairground, but see, I don't know about those places. And then down there where they do the mufflers around George Street, that place, I think, does brakes now. And, because I had my brakes done, and would you believe two bolts weren't put back or something, and I think I paid $459 for brakes.
Aye, aye, aye.
They weren't into the metal. When they get into the metal, you have trouble. So I got to look at that again, because, you know, when I just walk in and do what they say, pay, and I'm going to quit doing that and stuff. But, and stuff. So, yeah, I just went over. Years ago, I had like three cars ready. When one broke down, my daughter lived in Columbus. We just haven't towed back up here and fixed. And I, the JT up there on Main Street, he was good. And then the guy on Silver Street, and then I went down to that Auto Tech. And then with these two newer cars, I only have these, you know, the two newer ones, I haven't had much trouble. So, practically no trouble, but I don't know what to do with this car, because when I started up, it, all the speedometer all lights up red, and then it did it when I took it up to be worked on, brought it back, and it's doing the same thing, and the front, when they worked on it, it just runs like crazy, you know, when you start it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking it to another place that they sit on the radio there and see what they can do.
Now, do you think it's the mechanics are different now, or do you think the cars are just so complicated?
To go to a school or not, because I think some charge 120 an hour or more. And one place I took it years ago, the owner would go get the parts, and they're, you know, like an 18-year-old kid, I know they know some, but they would work on it. And all those years, every 3 months or two, I'd have a car in being worked on. And it seemed like when the older person did it, it was, you know, okay, but the younger people, I've never really had that much trouble, only a couple times in this time, so. I've been lucky. Most of the times I took it, it was, you know, six drives, so.
Well, that's always a plus.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, aside from being tired and having to adjust the diet a little bit, everything seems to be going okay.
Well, good. Because I haven't listened much this morning. I'm getting ready to take the car now, so I'm waiting to somebody to pick me up, you know, when I drop it off, so.
Well, drive safe.
Long so that people can call.
Well, hey, drive safe and stay well.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, doing okay this morning. Really, the only big changes since Thursday, I guess it was. Seems like it's hard to believe it's been since Thursday, but just tired, really. I mean, a little bumps and things here and there, but nothing too major. Aside from staying away from groups for a little bit now. But when you're tired, really, who wants to be around a group? 740-751-4038 is the number to call. 740-751-4038. Well, I'm sorry we did not get a chance to hear Rockin' Robin this morning. But that's a fascinating thing to me, that that song was never copyrighted. For as popular a song as it was. Very, very popular song. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. Oh, here we go. Let's take the call. We love hearing from the callers. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Angie Scott said you got new tires. Is that your leaking?
You know, she left the room for a second, but I think so. I don't think she's had any tire trouble in the last little bit.
Well, I'm hoping that fixes her leak, and it's nothing's worse than having to pump up a tire every other day.
No, that's no fun. Now, do you have a mechanic that you go to?
I have a friend that, well, it's not real complicated, you know, he does work for me. But he, you know, he's not up on a lot of this new stuff.
Seems like our last caller might need some help.
Yeah, but $259 for brakes, I mean, it don't take long to, you know, for brakes, you know, that's kind of cheap to get off.
Really, for brakes?
Replacing calipers and, you know, the pads and the
seems to me is labor is where they get you.
Yeah, that's what they, you know, they go by a chart a lot of times, you know, when they fix things. This book tells them, you know, how much labor to charge. You know, let's say if it tells you to charge 3 hours labor, you know, that's what they'll charge you. But if they can get it done in an hour, you know, they've just made extra money.
Well, it seems to me that I don't know that the parts have gone up so much, but the labor certainly has.
Yeah, well, a lot of the parts are going up, too, because, you know, cars are more complicated these days. And used to be parts interchanged a lot with other cars. Nowadays, you know, one model, you know, that part can be exclusive for that model.
Oh, I wouldn't even attempt to touch a car nowadays. It would be so complicated.
What did I say about dealership? They kind of have levels of mechanics out there. You know, they have people that are, you know, specialized in this newer, you know, computerized stuff. And, you know, they got people that, you know, specialize in changing parts and doing things. It's hard for one mechanic to be specialist in everything.
I think you're right. I think you're definitely right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell everybody that if they wanted something interesting to do this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon at the Marion Palace, Pleasant is putting on Cinderella.
Oh, how great.
It's $9 for seniors and $11 for regular people, and I'm not sure about how much it is for children.
Now, this will be this coming, and now this is at the Palace?
Yes.
What do we know the times?
I think the doors open at 6:30 and the musical starts at 7:30. We just saw Beauty and the Beast this past weekend from Richdale.
How was that?
It was good.
Good, good. And this week is Cinderella.
Right. They have a lot of good talent. There's a lot of good singers in Beauty and the Beast.
I tell you, these kids are really, really talented.
Yes, they are. And they work so hard at it.
And I like when they can draw a big crowd, because they put all this work into it. It's nice that they can perform in front of a big crowd.
Yeah, Richdale practiced, I think, for 2 months.
Did they have a good crowd?
Yes, we went on Saturday night.
Good.
Yeah, it was a good crowd, so maybe people will go for Cinderella this weekend at the house.
Let's hope. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Cinderella, this weekend at the Palace. How about that? Put on by Pleasant. That's a good play for kids, high school, young kids, whatever it may be. It's a fairy tale, isn't it? It's a really... Now, Beauty and the Beast, I don't know what you'd qualify that. I think that's a Disney thing. And Cinderella might be a Disney thing as well. Matter of fact, I think it is. But I think Cinderella may be more of just a fairy tale. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here. March the 7th, 2022. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. Don't know why Rockin' Robin did not play? I'll have to get out the old record player and just play Rockin' Robin here live in the room for it to be heard. It's good to be back this morning, 57 minutes past the hour here, after a 4-day absence. Seemed like a long 4 days. But, as I say, nice to be back. And we've got a whole nother hour going this morning, and as you can hear, if you can hear everything okay, that's good by me. And we love hearing from you this morning, because there really was no plan for this show. About an hour before, I said, well, let's give it a shot. Let's see how it goes. 740-751-4038. We do have mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m., and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. You know, not being in the studio is kind of interesting because I don't even have the papers in front of me to read for upcoming events in the community. So I guess all I can tell you at this point, there are upcoming events upcoming in the community. That was not a good sentence for an English person. There are events upcoming in this community that I will tell you about at some point. Just not right now. 58 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Remember, we've got the alternate number, since I'm broadcasting from the home studio today. And hopefully, sounding okay. Those are the important things. And hopefully you can hear the callers okay. And all is well in Marion, Ohio. A little wet this morning, but all is well. I was listening to Charlie this morning talk about Frosty Gustin. Frosty Gustin, who apparently was the best square dance caller in this area. Old Frosty Gustin, long since, has went on to his reward, Frosty Gustin. You don't hear much about square dancing anymore. Now, I remember when I was in school, square dancing was actually a part of the gym curriculum. Why that was part of the gym curriculum, I have no idea. Maybe we'll come back and talk about that on the other side of the break here. We've got news, we've got weather, we've got announcements, we've got all kinds of things coming up here on WWGH Radio, streaming live at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. That's all you have to do. And I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic